But you understood what I was trying to get at. I just dictated the memo which I'm sending to Roy. You see what I was trying to get at? Was to get it, otherwise George would have gone out and made a great brief. Our statement to labor management committee to organize the rules. And how we're gonna screw the farmer. And with regard to food prices. Now we gotta do this both. We gotta do both. The first is not newsworthy. The second will raise hell on the farm though. But what I wanna come out of that briefing above everything else is that your prosperity, Mr. Roy, your new prosperity faces a mortal issue. That is, in this Congress, spending more than the full employment budget. That could destroy our prosperity by raising your taxes and raising your prices and destroy your prosperity. In other words, overstate it. Now Roy can say that. Basically, he's a budgeteer, she said. But you see, he can say it because he's a businessman. See, Schultz was not a businessman. Weinberg was not a businessman. Roy actually can sell this better than Conley did. Because Conley was not a businessman.
He's a great salesman.
But I mean, but what I meant is, I'm referring to the business community. The business community walking into the men and ladies clubs or anything. I'm not referring to they're doing it so much publicly, television and all that sort of thing. But to the elites, in the business community and the rest, you could say, well, this is the way you look at it. And they will listen to you not only as a government person, as a budgeteer. They'll say, well, now Roy actually is the head of the list. And so he's got to know something. So, but you agree with
that? Absolutely.
And all the other issues sell to it their way. The economist will sell, Steinbrook will sell, the trader will sell, you will. But let's be sure we remember we got a four-year-old and we'll get Burns in whenever his consultation of God will allow him to do so.
George was very defensive with Burns today, and that was interesting.
Yeah. One thing, Roy, what I must end up, I don't know what time we had with Arthur, but very early time, I want you to have a lunch.
Or you did have a number of contacts 4 years ago. Thank you.
in other words, if you've got a budget like Burlington's Camp Coal, a fellow you can really rely on, so that you do not have to worry about whether it's going to be 50 million for sewers or the road line, let somebody else deliver it, so that you can spend some time to manage it. I acknowledge that I have a good man, but I think that what you bring to this office that neither of the other two men have is management capability. And if you come here, Roy, and just become a glorified budget man, see, we could have got somebody else into that. So I wanted you to hear that directly from me. That's what you expect. And I'm not going to, don't be worried. If some of the budget items come in here and get screwed up a little, it doesn't make that much difference. The overall numbers, you've got to worry about. But, right, John?
As everybody knows, I hope to learn as fast as I can, but I know that
interviews with their guys and offer political input. And I don't know what, how that's going to work, but one of the things we'll take on is the job of making that work.
Let's look at the calendar. We can tell you two or three that have it. Butts has political judgment. Lynn has political judgment. Weinberger has pretty political judgment. He tends to tip a little bit. Richard New York Times. And it's another McGregor. Richardson has got a political judgment.
Roger Martin and a
Roger Martin does, of course, yes. Roger Martin went a little too far toward politics, but he has good political judgment. Brennan has none. State never has any.
Brennan has it in his own.
Brennan will have a good gut reaction about things. So, but I mean, you've got it in the cast of the best effort. You've got a pretty good group. But you can see, Brennan has Kroger in it. Kroger is based on what Brennan lacks, and Brennan will learn.
We're in pretty good shape on that, which is part of the way that cast has been set up.
When I say I'm a novice, the business is without, is not without. And I come in with a lot of good and generally favorable relations with a number of key people on the Hill that I wind up working with, whether it be Mahon or Stennis or Mills. I've already developed long-standing relations with all of those already.
The place you get it, Roy, is in a situation like a decision to withhold or impound.
Yeah.
Or where a bunch of guys have tremendous drives working on them to impound money. And in the past, we've run into a situation where no one has asked the political question until after the fact.
Well, I'm going to lean over backwards to ask the question.
That's all you need to do.
That's all you need to do. Backwards, going up, you fellows that have lived this life, really have the senses of that, I'm catching on to. So
let me say one other thing.
I know that budgeteers always want to fight every battle. But believe me, give them a little, fight the big ones. You fight every day, you'll find some of these congressmen and senators stinking little things. Go right up the wall. Now, it's a very big I think, John, that sometimes on these budget and economy things, it just isn't worth the cost. I really feel it. You go on this trip, you get rid of this one, that one. So what does that add up to? $10 million. What the hell did this $10 million mean? None.
You've shed more blood.
You're not going to get it.
That's right.
That's the other thing. You're not going to get it. So I would like actually to look over some kind of economy stuff to see if there are some of those items. Training, you've got to have a little sugar fund, maybe $100 million. But basically, when you're talking about the neighborhood, 4.5% unemployment, so it's 5.2. When you're talking about a $250 billion budget, what difference does it make? It's 250 or 250, 100 million or 250, 200 million. Understand? I don't want to bust it totally, but we must not, Roy, get in a position where we shed too much blood over rather modest items in the budget. Now there are some that you just that are just impossible. I know there's Romney stepped up to housing.
Yeah, very good. There's a young fellow named Paul O'Neill at Roy's place who wheeled Romney in this.
He wrote that speech?
And he wrote the speech. He talked Romney into giving it. He positioned it beautifully, and Romney is now sold. You see, and he will continue to support this. And by golly, Paul, I think he gets the lion's share of the credit for that maneuver.
He didn't just read Paul O'Neill's speech. He actually was convinced that was the right position, which is better yet.
This is a hell of a fine boy, and Romney's a hard guy to handle. He's tough.
That's the understatement.
although
on the outside, Romney might prove to be very helpful.
Well, if we can continue to position him on some of these things, and Jim Lynn seems to think that we can on the long haul, he could be a lot of help to us. At least he's not going to go out and cut us up on this thing, which is important.
I think we need some outside help too, let alone all the
2024 budget presentation, which picks up right after the inaugural and all. And CAP was intending to make the presentation on that and do the pitch.
The press conference and all that.
We all felt very strongly that Roy should do it. He is the budget director.
Absolutely.
CAP, it is CAP's budget. He made the budget, but he's now the secretary of HEW, and Roy is now the director of the OMB.
And I shouldn't tell CAP that, though.
We'll cover that. The president ought to know that that's...
No, there's no question about it. CAP will get one hell of a bind fighting over his new departments, the issues and so forth, and he'll come out there like Scrooge. He can't do it. I mean, you've got to be like Scrooge.
That's right.
The other thought that came out this morning was that you had said to set a bipartisan leaders meeting on the 23rd with the Republican leaders on the 22nd. The thought was to wait till the 26th, which is Friday of that week, for the bipartisan leaders, and you can do the budget at that time because it comes out on Monday. That would be Friday, which would be the normal time to hit them with the budget. But you can't hit them as early as Tuesday, the 23rd. Unless you have some, if they know the meeting's going to be Friday, it's just as good as having it.
The thing to do is to let them know there is a meeting, and it's for the purpose of the budget.
And then with the Republican leaders, you can still do that. We'll do that on the 23rd.
We're only doing that.
The cabinet on the 22nd, the Republican leaders on the 23rd.
Well,
you can cover the 73 budget with them, which will work out fine.
The impounding and the WIPA rules and all that. List their support.
You don't think that could be the agenda.
Explain to them the legal rationale. The Attorney General will come over and tell them it's legal. And how you've been treated before with them.
You said,
they won't remember it.
If
we don't put the arm on them, we'll be for all of them to move just as far away from you as they
can. Oh, sure, sure. I think they will anyway.
They may.
On budget.
They may.
But they will not on taxes. They don't want to be caught in the bind. Huge costs, the new man costs, the $100,000, even so long.
first day may be coming to pass. And that, I guess, tells you what it is. He urged, I say more than any other time, that you, and he said you and I and nobody else read that, that it not be seen by anybody or known by anybody at this point.
He must have sounded very high.
No. He was playing, he was obviously playing it cool.
Well, he was playing it cool for the reason that he didn't want to respect it overheard.
That's right.
And the first paragraph was quite interesting. We celebrated the president's birthday today by making a major breakthrough in the negotiations, and some of you saw all the outstanding questions of the Texas agreement. We have made progress in the signed agreement, made it constructive beginning on the associated understandings. And in effect, this is what we did. But I must have argued that he's completely changed things tomorrow. We should complete this understanding in our session. The protocol is experts in the
so you know nobody's hanging around waiting to see you. You can do it.
But I want Monday and Tuesday, unless we're in Florida Central, on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I'd see Fridays. Well, maybe we should make it Thursday and Friday, too, as a matter of fact, unless we're in Florida Central. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I think we should do business from 10 to 12:30. In other words, have appointments. Run by people. That's the way I can do it.
trying, that's got to, just because there's got to be a central point, because he doesn't know what's going on.
I just don't want you to get bogged down.
I won't.
Anymore.
I won't.
All this business about whether or not the bar comes into the.
I'm talking about my podium. What I'm doing is, I'm going through something that's going to take about 10 minutes a day, and that's all.
Good. What I was going to say is that, on Henry's message, except for Al Haig and yourself,
yes,
I don't think of anybody else. Now, with Rogers, I think you should call. I don't know to what extent that Paul Sullivan will be, but to Rogers, just say, well, hey, but it was just tough going again today. Tough going. It's too early to tell whether they're going to, whether they're going to make real progress. But it was tough going, pulling and hauling. Don't you think that's the way to answer? Same with Blair. Tough going. At least the president has felt that that they should keep talking.
Yes.
Keep talking, and they're going to talk again tomorrow. But there's really nothing to report except that it was tough going. Nothing conclusive. That's the way to go. Nothing conclusive as yet. Well, did they make a breakthrough or anything? There's nothing conclusive on that.
This is exactly the way I am.
And then the other thing I would do is start from Ziegler. Ziegler should still play a very, very cool, not one indication of any optimism like ever. Not at all.
Well, this is one where you should give Ron no indication of optimism so that he can't
get caught. Ron is not the noblest.
The right.
Ron is simply to say that, well, there's, you go in with those long face, and you talk to Ziegler, long facing, and say, well, Ron, I don't mean to build pessimistic, say it's the same as it was the other day, and you should play it absolutely cool. If they ask about it, there's nothing to add to what we said previously. But he's good at that.
Yes,
poker
sir.
Play. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Because if what has happened here, what has happened today, I mean, has Henry's put the big if in. The big if they go downhill again. My guess is, I don't know, it would not be over again. Do you think they will go down the hill again?
Sir, I don't think so. I think they're there to finish it up. That's Henry's view, too.
Well, I know it's his view, but my point is, Henry is Bob, the perennial optimist. I mean, he's either up or down, but as you know,
he's either optimist or pessimist. One or the other. I think they're there, as we indicated. Clue certainly was that they decided to do this before the new year. If they had decided to do this a week later, I would have had serious doubts in my mind what they were up to.
Why do you put so much credence in a week?
Because they did it before the Congress came back, before the magnitude of the press pressures had built. They could have, if they waited another week,
they could have pushed off of it.
They could have put it all in the context of
if they don't go down the hill tomorrow. This is your work, what you have done today. It is the best birthday present I've had in 60 years. He liked the Jesus son. I don't know what he liked. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
good.
Right.
Because he was quite sentimental about
my
birthday.
Yeah, my mom has continued a tough posture. And above all, do not let the other side filibuster. Now, the only question that I want you to also put in that, and you can work this out, is about hay. I think we've got to get what are we talking about? We have to wait until we have the total agreement signed, see what the
blue. We have to wait until Henry, I'm sure, gets back with it. Henry said on the phone he would not be back until Friday. He didn't think, and absolutely no later than Saturday. In other words, he will either come back Friday or Saturday. He doesn't see any possibility of coming before Friday.
His message indicates they'll be meeting undoubtedly on Friday. So
he said that. So I haven't read the message,
yes.
But there's a phone call sitting there.
I saw that meeting Friday.
So he'll either be back Friday night or Saturday night, it would appear. Because if he says it'll be because of a long meeting Friday or a Saturday meeting.
So that would mean, I would think, that Hay wouldn't go until sometime.
The moment he gets back, I meet an hour and Hay, and Hay goes. I'd like to get the hell out of there. Now, I feel, don't you, that Hay ought to be informed of this?
Yes.
Or is that, it's just about that he not know he's sitting over there with that call, his commanding officer.
Well,
why about it, did he know?
Well, he needs to have a feel. He needs to know. If he's going to go out there, he needs to get himself mentally postured. And I think
he won't be going till Sunday, and it's Tuesday now.
I wait. I just give him the same thing right now. No, don't do it. I don't think, I just think the less people know, the better. I have utter confidence in Hay, but he's sitting there, and I don't want him to have to lie to Abrams.
Right.
That's the problem. You know what I mean? It's like you wouldn't want to lie to Henry.
Right.
That's the whole point. I should just let you not know. No, sir, I don't believe in telling anybody about anything. And he needs to say about nobody in this Saturday story. I never told him before. I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you
just wish him the best. Okay, you carry it out.
Yes, sir.
When you call Rogers, I just say, the president asked me to inform you that
then don't pretend it's coming through a sign-in phone, handle it.
I think it should come directly from you, and don't have Ehrlichman, his desk piled up with a lot of things that he doesn't need, to keep his mind and desk clear.
Alright.
You'll know the kind of things that he ought to know about, but generally speaking, don't bother. The main thing I'm gonna do is get it in, like I've taken a lot of the appointment stuff from home, and given it to, we worked it out so that Steve Bowles.
Right.
Because I'll haul them available for other things, Steve can handle it perfectly, yes, or he'll make some mistakes, you won't, because you can.
I'll make a few myself.
But let me say, don't be worried about the damn mistakes, if it was this way, Ehrlichman, I don't give a damn about it, the man, I'll back it up totally, I never criticize the people for their mistakes and their will, you just do the best you can, remembering that. Now, there's one other thing that I would, however, strongly urge. I suppose doing a lot of paperwork is essential in order to see that the work, that you've run down every trail, but I feel strongly, Ken, that we don't, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to see a lot of paperwork. Don't make up a lot of paperwork. Now, most of these things don't require that much. Understand? Just tell people that you don't need to have a 40-page memorandum about this or that or the other thing. Only want 2 pages or 3 pages, whatever the case might be. What I'm getting at is cut the paperwork down.
Could I suggest, Mr. President, that when the paperwork comes into you, we cut down a lot.
Why? Oh, you tear it all off.
Well, that's right. It comes in from, it's not so much from you as it is from the NSC, but what they do on all the attachments, we take it all off. And only the top paper comes in, or with the note to the president, if there's a backup paper, if he wants it, but it's going to be moved. I think we ought to stop putting that note on. And you ought to assume that, of course, there's backup paper, and that if you want more details on anything, you can always say, give me more details.
Well,
90% of the time, you don't want more.
90% of the time, I don't even read the memorandum.
I know.
The subject, see who recommended it, what the options are, and sign it.
That's right. And the key there is you in your files can have the backup. And then if he has a question on anything, he can say, I don't understand this, or give me some backup, or this hasn't been thought through. Whatever his feeling is, then you can come out with your backup and do it. But the point is, what we do now is we back up into him everything on the chance that he may want it. What we should do is back up nothing on the assumption that he won't want it. Because 90%, at least 90% of the time, will be right the second way rather than the first way.
Yeah.
So we might as well go for that. And on the 10% or the 2% or whatever it is, it'll be less than 10. Or he'll.
That should be very small.
Really well. It's almost zero. And looking back over the 4 years, and it's when we started out, when you were staff secretary, we kept everything, but things weren't as voluminous. We forced them to be thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've gotten voluminous again. We ought to force them to be thinner, but you ought to force them to be thinner in the input to you.
No, I'm trying that.
You should, because you don't need all that. Then, though, cool it all off and get down to 1 or 2 pages for the president. Don't let a word get out here that the president will only take a 1-page memorandum, because that isn't true. Send out, if he needs a 9-page memorandum, send him a 9-page memorandum. But you know perfectly well that on 99% of what comes in, 1 or 2 pages will suffice. Because all he needs is, this is the issue, this is who recommends it.
What I just see a lot of people do is make work and so forth. And sometimes it's important. And let all the people out of the woodwork who do prepare the memorandum think about this.
That's right.
They must all think that, you know, you need to do some kind of read it every day. I take a look at it, but those guys that do something else have got to think that I read every damn word of it. See?
And they never know when you are going to, so they have to assume it.
Well, then we can do the same kind of thing that we've been trying to do. We don't always get there, but let's give 1 or 2 pages and tabs. And what I'll do is when it comes to A, take the tabs off and let it come in the 1 or 2 page form. I'll always have the backup and we'll have been through it myself.
That's what we do now with you. That's what that little note to you always says, is the tabs have been removed and available if you want. And on that note, we've been doing that.
I never once asked for that.
I was just going to say, we've been doing that for almost a year now. And I did it without telling anybody, including not telling you. We just did it. And you have never, in that year, asked for the tax.
I don't either.
Never once. And we've
what about I ever read the dead papers, and I'll ask for more information. But I generally have said, I've been around the trap so much, and I know if I could tell this by a glance, but if the paper is worth my attention, you know, right? Whether I'm going to get bothered with it or not. And most of the time, it'll depend on the man. If he's got the work, I figure that it's good work, it's done. But now, the main thing I want you to do is, I want you to, Earl is pretty good at delegating anyway, but I want you to also help him. Don't take the damn matter to him if it can be avoided. Don't you do it. He doesn't need to get at everything. I want him to get up here and start fighting some of these battles, you know. Now, he's going to do superbly well.
Ray Price and Bill Timmons, and we've worked out several different options, and we're going to be getting together tomorrow.
depends on the subject. Some of them, there may be one that is a 30-minute item. Most of them run 15 minutes.
I like a 15-minute format a little better, 1,700 words, basically, or 2,000 words.
See, you can do a message with some backup pages to the Congress, too.
Yeah, it doesn't right. Have to be one thing.